Vayter in Shas Mirin, Zvachim Daf Chav Tes, picking it up on Chav Tes, about 15 lines down or so, third to last word in the line is Tanu Rabbanan. We were dealing with a pasuk, a few two pasukim actually. We had one long one, one shorter one, and we're now going to take a look at the brisa that's going to deal with that longer one to know that we're making sure that we're discussing that pigel would be something out of its time is going to be a situation of karis, but if after out of its place, the intent of kavana is to eat it out of its place, it's not going to be karis. Tanu Rabbanan ve'im he'ochel ye'ochel mivzar zevach shlamav. The pasuk says, and if some of the meat of his shlamim offering will be consumed at all in the third day, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, kof aznicha lishma. Kof aznicha, like, get your ear ready to listen to what this is talking about. This pasuk is talking about one who has in mind, they have in mind to consume some of his offering on the third day. Or maybe what it means is about someone who actually consumes some of it on the third day. Does it mean that he has kavana to do that? Or he actually does it? Amarta achar shehu kasher yachser v'yipasel. Can't mean that it means only once he eats it that it's in there all of a sudden be problematic. What do you want to say? After Tari Kasher, it's going to then go back and revert to being possible. Rashi says, Bavoda's Damo Kitikuna, everything's done properly. Amalabi Akiva, Hain, yeah, there's such a thing of like being told and they can knock it out. Matsina Bazav, Zav, Shamer Siom, Keneged Yom. We find by Zav and Zav, somebody who's a Shamer Siom, Keneged Yom of a woman making sure she's in Sidam, Shehe Mechaskas Tara. Right now they're in the chesuk of Tara. Kevin Chirayu Sasur, but once they see there's some sort of discharge dam or ziva that undoes that state of Tara. Avatar Al Tismal Zed, don't be in the state of wonderment about this either. Sha'af Apish Hochsar. Even though everything was done, Kedasu Kedin, Ishi Yachsavi Pasa could still go ahead and after the fact go ahead and bring it back, Lomar Fair, mess it up. Marley says back to my Omer Hamakriv, but it says in the Pasuk, the one that offers, Bishas HaKravu Nifsal, means only the time of the HaKravu can be Pasal, Ve'inu Nifsal, but it isn't Pasal by eating it on the third day, Oinu Ela Hamakriv. And if you want to say that maybe it doesn't say the one that offers, maybe you want to come and claim that, it doesn't say that the phrase, the one that offers, is just to hint that the psul takes effect at the time of the karban, elezek koin amakriv, but rather it's a reference to the kohen who offers it, and it's saying that he's going to be pasul from a further avoda. I'm going to say that can't be, because you omer oso, and it says oso, the one who offers it, it's clear, bezevach umedaber, it's speaking about the offering, the carbon itself. Ve'inu medaber b'kohen, it's not talking about the kohen. Benazayom, it says the weight. Oso matam lomer. Why did it say the word oso? Lefishin emar lo sa'achel l'shalmo, because it says when a person takes a neder, you shouldn't be late in paying it. Yochol af me'acher nidro b'lo yiratzeh. You maybe think that even one who delays the fulfillment of his neder is going to fall into the category of it shall not be accepted. Therefore it says oso in reference to pigol to teach oso below yiratzeh. It's only this that's brought with the wrong kavana, wrong machshava, that's going to be not accepted. But not someone who's ma'achir his vow. When the pasuk says it will not be considered machshava who nifsal, it's talking about machshava is going to mess up in nifsal b'shlishi, but it's not talking about when he's getting eaten on the third day, like it goes backwards. Uben azai, who's using the word oso to learn out that the carbon of someone who delays the fulfillment of his neder is valid. The bezevach hakasav medamer ve'inu b'koyin menalei. From where does he know that the pasuk is talking about the carbon and not about, excuse me, the kohen? Iba yisayim, we have two answers. Either nafka le midacherim, learns that from acherim. That's clear from the way that they understand the pasuk is talking about the carbon itself, not talking about the kohen, because it needs to say lo yechashev to tell us that the psul that we're discussing is not coming from eating on the third day. If it was dealing with a kohen, there'd be no room for this idea that the psul is caused by eating on the third day, since it is the one who eats and not the kohen who commits that avayidi. There, Ibai Zeman, and then excuse me, it says, in fact, it says the pasuk, lo yeretzeh, it will not be accepted, v'lo yeretzeh zivchahu. And this type of thing, it will not be accepted, it's talking about the karban and not talking about a person. Ubenazayas a little further. Oso below Yerotha Veina Achinidro Balerasam Hachanafka. Mida Acherim Nafka must be that they're learning out from Acherim. This idea of Oso below Yerotzen Veina Acherim Nidro is the rule that it, meaning a carbon that's brought with the wrong machshava, is going to fall to the category, it won't be accepted. But somebody delays, you know, his neder is not going to be into the category which should not be accepted. Learn from here. Midachserim nafka, obviously learning that from Acherim. The time of the Braisa, Acherim omim yachul yehei bechor. She'ibra shenasa, you would think that a bechor that passed its first year should be, beep, turn the page, chav tesam base, should be kipsule mugdashin vipasel, should be like things that are psule mugdashin. Disqualified consecrated items, and therefore it should also be disqualified. Pasuk says you'll eat before Hashem your God the meiser of your grain and all the different stuff, and the fact that we put together the chiyuv to eat by sashini b'choros before Hashem and Yerushalayim makish b'chor l'meiser v'hekesh between the two. Ma meiser eno nifsal mishan al chaverta, just like meiser sheni doesn't become disqualified if you keep it from one year to the next. Ah b'chor eno nifsal mishan al chaverta, so the b'chor also wouldn't do as well. And therefore, and we say also that all other karbanos there would be compared to a b'chor in reference to the fact that they're going to be valid even if they were given late. So why did Ben Azay need to explain that the word oso to teach this rule? Because Gemara Itzchak, we need it. Sagat the Chamina, how do you mean the Bechor? What if that's only by Bechor? The law by Hartso, because that coming to be Marat, anything, appeasement, you know, there's no kapara that's going on. We'll catch him the Bnei Hartso, because it's just a Bechiv to bring the Bechor, but we'll catch him the Bnei Hartso, and we'll later maybe say it would be appeased if they're brought later. Kamash Melan comes to teach you that, nope, they will be accepted. Vakati me awesome nafka. We still want to say it's coming from there. The Pasuk is, pardon, we could learn it out from there. V'hoya b'cha ha'chet, when it says when you make a neder to Hashem, you shall not be late in paying it, and there will be a sin in you. Right? And we learn out the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, we learn out this pasuk that teach us, mashma, that there's going to be a sin only in you for being late. V'lo b'kar, lo b'kar b'cha ha'chet, but it's not going to be a problem with your carbon. So why does the Ben Azay need extra teaching? Ben Azay, ahumi ba'ile. Now we need that for something else. It's going to be in you, but not in your sin, in your wife. Second, that the Chamina Hova Amar Rabbi Elazar Ritim Rabbi Leochanan Ein Ishto Shel Adam Mesa Ilm Kein Avakshim Menu Mamon Veinlo. A person's wife dies only if he is asked for money he stole from others and he doesn't have it to repay. Whoa. Shel Amar Mein Lechal Shalim Lami Yikach Mishkavecha Bit Mitachtecha. Pasuk says in Mishlei, if you have nothing with which to pay, then why should he take your bed, meaning your wife, from under you? B'hai avon debal ta'acher nami mesa. Therefore, she might also die because of this sin. About the acher, Kamar Shalom comes to tell you that no, it's only in you, but not in the wife. And since the pasuk is necessary for this teaching, Benazi brings another pasuk to tell us that a late carbon is still going to be valid. Acherim amrim. Back into the bray, says the machshav unifsal. The pasuk says it will not be considered. Right, it's teaching that the carbon is going to be pasul through machshava. Venu nifsal b'shlishi second nifsal on the third day, but eating on the third day. Rabbi Eliezer, who says that lo yichashev ma'ev, what's he doing with lo yichashev? He learns it out from other things. So what does he do with it? Yo, he had a different way of learning this. What does he need this pasuk for? Where do we know that invalidating intentions negate one another? When you have a different type of machshava psula is put together with pigal, it doesn't allow pickle to happen. Shenemar lo yichashev, it says it will not be considered, which can also mean it will not be intended. Lo ya'ariv bo machshavas acheris, telling us that in order for pickle to actually take effect, you can't mingle other kavanas along with it. Rav Mari Masni, he comes and teaches. Rav Mari teaches this din. Rav Yanai minayin the mechashev bekachem shu lokeh. Where do we know that somebody who has a wrong thought of machshava, which is not okay, by kachim, that he gets malchus? Tamalomar lo yechashev. The pasuk says lo yechashev. Rashi says karibay lo yechshov li hazir kohanim alkach. And you can learn, he shall not intend. Zuck the next Halakha Mishnah. Here we go, Mishnah. Zeh HaKlal. This is a general. Kol HaShochet. V'amekabel v'mahalech v'azorek. If anyone shechs, or receives, or brings, or throws a blood. Lechol davar shedarko lechol. With a kavanah to eat something that's meant to be eaten. L'haktar davar shedarko lechol. To burn something that's meant to be burnt. Kizayis. And he had this kavanah about a kizayis. And then chutzam komo, if it was chutzam komo, pasul v'ein makaris, there's a psul v'ein karis. Chutzas mano, pogel, pigol v'chayim alav karis. That's pigol karis. We said this mission already. Bovachi yakov v'matir k'mitzoso, as long as it's done as it's meant to be done. What's the matir? It's talking about the dam. That's just the dam who are matir. Kate said, "Kari for matir k'mitzvah." So, what does that mean? The lashon of matir mitzvah. So, shachat v'shkik shtika. If he shachted it too quietly without any kavana whatsoever, then kibal havach v'zach chutzus mano. And he throws out chutzus mano. Also, shachat lehu l'zmano, or he shachted it beyond its time for eating it outside of its time. V'kibal havach v'zach v'shtika, and there was quiet in that area. Also, shachat v'kibal havach v'zach chutzus mano. Or let's say he shachted and received it and brought it and threw it beyond its time. Zeh shemakom matir k'mitzvah. So this is a case in which it was done the way it was supposed to be done, right? All these cases we bring over there are cases in which the blood, the dam, who's completed avoda, allows the remainder of the offering for consumption, is considered to have been brought as required. And although in the first and last cases the pigal intent was repeated several times, there was no intent other than pigal, and pigal therefore takes effect. Kate said, "Lo karva matir k'mitzvah." So what does it mean? She said, "Lo karva matir k'mitzvah." Shachat chutzus mano lemkamo. Sorry, let's say we shechted it for eating it outside of its place. Kibul k'mitzvah chutzus mano, or did it with chutzus mano, or shachat chutzus mano, or he shechted it for consumption beyond its time. Kibul v'alchazar chutzus mano lemkamo, and then he received conveyance through the dam for eating outside of its place. Right, the pigal intent preceded the other intent. Or he shechted a receiver conveyed through outside of its place. He did one of these four avodas for eating outside of its place while performing the remaining three with intent of pigol. HaPesach v'chatas, or in the case of Pesach v'chatas, sheshachton shalol shman, he did it for shalol shman, v'kibov halach v'zar chusas man, and he went in the end and he did kabbalah halacha v'zrika. For eating it out of its time, or he shechted it for eating it out of its time, but kibel v'halach v'zark v'shalol l'shman, and then he received it, he did anything shalol l'shman, or shechted v'kibel v'halach v'zark damen shalol l'shman, zeu shalol karva matir k'mitzoso. This is a case in which the matir was not done, it was not done as required. All these cases are good examples of karbanos that are pasul by an intent other than pigal, which thereby is going to take out the pigal issue, and there's going to be no karis in such a case. Here's another case that pigal is not going to work. Lechol kezayis b'chutz kezayis l'malchar. Let's say a person decides to go ahead and he had a mind to eat a kezayis of the carbon outside of its place, and then to have a lechol kezayis b'chutz, yeah, out of its place, and then a kezayis the next day out of its time. Kezayis l'malchar kezayis b'chutz, or let's say he flipped it, he had in mind to have a kezayis l'malchar, and then he had a mind to have a kezayis outside. Kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis l'malchar, kechatzi zayis l'malchar kezayis b'chutz, pasul v'in b'karis, it's going to be psul, and there's no karis here. Amr, Rabbi Yehuda, Zekah is the general. Kol shemachsheves hazman kadma lemachsheves hamakom. Whenever the intent of the time comes before the intent of the place, then pigal v'chay is still going to be pigal, even if you have both of them. Rabbi Yehuda is clearly arguing in the previous sheet here. If machsheves hamakom kadma lemachsheves hazman, but if the intent of the place came before the time, then possibly makaris is possible, no karis. The chamum zevizet possible in makaris. In either case, it's going to be possible, but there's not going to be karis. Lechol kechatzizayis, la'akdo kechatzizayis. If someone had intended to eat half of a kezayis and burn half a kezayis outside of the time or outside of the place, then kosher, it's kosher. Shein achila b'aktara mitzarfet. Because achila and haktara, burning it and eating it, do not combine together to make it into a kezayis. Says the Gemara, Amar Ilfa. Machlokas b'shtei avodos is machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda about if you have a mixed things going on over there, two different kavanas, whether the pilgrim's curse is going to come into the picture or not. The Rabbi Yehuda said yes, Tanakhama said no. That's machlokas b'shtei avodos is in reference to two intents during two avodos. Avoda achas, if you have two kavanos with one avoda, divrei kol erev machshavos havi, everyone's going to be masking that it's a mingling of intents and people can't happen. Rav Yochanan Amar, ap avoda achas machlokas, he said the machlokas even within one avoda. Amazing. Who's going to say if you have two things in one thing, it's still going to be that the first one is considered the primary one, and that's going to cause whether it's going to be pigul or it's not going to be pigul. Bisham ilfa, okay, it makes sense going to ilfa. Neither way should be stay avoda, since the first case of the Mishnah is talking about the case in which two intents were expressed with two during two avodas. Sefer nami be stay avoda, so we can say the sefer is also talking about where it's two avodas. Elo Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yochanan, reisha be stay avoda, so sefer avoda achas. The one's talking about two avodas, you want to say that the second one's talking about one avoda? That doesn't really make any sense. Beep, turn the page. Lamed avav. Sigmar, in. Yep, sure, it can make sense. Reisha be stay avodas. The sefer bein avoda achas be stay avodas, whether it's one or it's two. It's just including both. Tinan, we learned that the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda that calls the rule. If the intent of time came before that of the place, pigulva, it's going to be pigulva. Chayim of kars, it be chayim kars. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan makes sense. Going to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yehuda is talking about even the case of two intents during one avoda. Handi the katani zeklal. So it says this is the rule, right? The Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is saying that the principle holds true in all cases. El ilfa, according to ilfa, the Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about to the case of two intents during two of others. My zehakla, what does zehakla mean? So it's more kasha. Good question. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.